Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. Ted Barnes. He's the R&D manager for the Gas Technology Institute. Ted, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning. And tell our listeners, what is the Gas Technology Institute?
Sure. Gas Technology Institute, or GTI, is a nonprofit research lab. We've been doing research and development, and as well as deployment projects, since the 1940s. So we had our 75th anniversary last summer, actually. We specialize in a very broad range of energy technologies, and we came out of the natural gas industry doing R&D for the utilities that own the pipelines and that own all the meters that are on the side of your houses and at your businesses. And we do research from, the techniques that are used to explore for natural gas and drill for natural gas, to the pipelines that run across the country, to all of the devices that use natural gas. And that was really our history came out mm-hmm. of that. And we've been doing that for decades and decades. And today we do a lot more than natural gas as well. We do all kinds of renewable fuel programs. We have a very strong solar program. We have a gasification program that can create energy from what is typically seen as waste streams, all kinds of agricultural waste and the waste from paper processing and an amazing array of things. And then the group I'm in is the transportation group, and we work on a wide range of clean transportation technologies. So natural gas vehicles, which some of your listeners may already know about, mm-hmm. and I'm sure many do not. And then we also work with hydrogen vehicles and electric vehicles and propane vehicles. And then the filling stations that go along with those. And we do research, from the little components that go into them to trying to get more of these vehicles on the road and
Absolutely.
Just trying to get outreach to them.
Well, I know that you've been involved internationally with the group in the Des Plaines technology facility there that you work out of is just phenomenal. And I know we could probably talk an hour in regards to all the different projects that you've been involved with across the world. So we're really excited about that. But why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about natural gas, how it can benefit fleets financially and with emission reductions?
Sure. Natural gas, as far as natural gas use in vehicles, it's not very well known to just the everyday, driver or consumer, because the focus in the natural gas vehicle industry has really been in larger vehicles, things like garbage trucks and transit buses. And so in the United States, it's used in very many heavy-duty vehicles. So about 50% of every new garbage truck that is ordered now is a natural gas garbage truck. About a little less than that, about 30 to 50% of new transit buses that are ordered are natural gas. And so there's a really strong use and there's a really strong environmental and economic reason to use natural gas vehicles in these very high fuel use areas. What many people don't know is that worldwide, natural gas is used and an amazing amount. There's about 22 million natural gas vehicles
wow. mm-hmm.
in the world, where unfortunately only about 150 to 200,000 of those are in the United States. So it's one of the very few fields where the United States is not leading use today.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But there still is there's an amazing amount. We still have almost 200,000 vehicles on the road, almost 2,000. Fueling stations across the country. So it's been a great success, but there's still a long way to go.
Sure.
For sure.
Well, I know one project that we've been very successful with and working with you and several other clean cities coalitions across the United States is the Michigan to Montana Clean Fuel Corridor Project. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that, the MTM project that we call it?
Yeah, the MTM project is a really exciting project, and it concentrates on the I-94 highway that starts in Billings, Montana, and goes all the way across North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, through Chicago, through Northwest Indiana, and then all the way across Michigan. And it's really exciting project because it covers such a long distance, about 1,500 miles of road that is so well traveled. And what we're trying to do is make it easily accessible fueling stations across this corridor. So trying to look at two major issues for alternative fuels: the number of fueling stations and the number of vehicles. So just deploying commercially ready products, and then the education and outreach. And so we kind of have a deployment side of this project and a planning side of this project. And so the deployment side is exciting, just being able to get more trucks on the road. We should put about 60 new natural gas trucks on the road. And then also getting more fueling stations on the road, which, you know, go hand in hand with any vehicle use. And so for the fueling stations, we're doing natural gas. We should have two new natural gas stations, but we're also doing electric charging stations, so DC fast chargers that can fill up an electric vehicle in a little under half an hour. So we should have about 12 of those along I-94, as well as a propane fueling station. So we're looking at three great alternative fuels that all have really strong uses in different areas and can be really adopted by different types of fleets or different types of just everyday drivers, as you know, for electric vehicles, say. And so the deployment side is really exciting, and we have some strong partners that are putting these stations in. And then the planning side is really where great clean cities coordinators like you, Carl, and
thank you, Ted.
Of course. And Lori Lissick in Wisconsin, and Samantha Bingham in Chicago, and people all the way across in Minnesota. We're working with Lisa Thurston, and it's really just in Jeremy Orr in Michigan, and it's really a really strong program. And we're working with about six clean cities coordinators all the way out to Montana. So, and Alicia Cox in Montana. So it's really a great program. And it's great to be able to work with so many established clean cities coordinators that just have this great vision and a great ability to provide outreach to such a wide audience that we're looking for.
Sure. Hey, Ted, as we wrap up our program, can you give our listeners a little more information on how they can access the M2M project?
Absolutely. So the project's been going on for about 6 months, and we're moving into a lot of the kind of the outreach side of it. We're trying to clear up our message in a nice concise package. And so we will have a website up, and I'm sure through South Shore Clean Cities, there'll be a lot of information on their website as well. And then there are some events coming up. There'll be there's several auto shows in our region, from Minnesota to Wisconsin to Chicago to Indiana and Michigan, that we'll have some information. And then there's also a great event called the Green Truck Summit down in Indianapolis in a month or two here. So we'll have information on all those, and then just going to your local Clean Cities coalition and reaching out to either going to their website or reaching out to the coordinators. They can always get you wonderful information on this project and many others.
Well, we appreciate your leadership on this project and the great work that GTI does across the world. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Ted Barnes, R&D Manager for the Gas Technology Institute. And Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.